Today's nationwide demonstrations are calling on Congress to pass H.R. 1511 to update the registry date of the Immigration Act of 1929. In simple terms, what exactly would updating the registry date do for people seeking authorization to live and work in the U.S.?
Yeah, if they update the Registry Act, that it's a law existing since 1929, they want to allow the immigrants to have a permit to work, residence, and with the way to the citizenship. So we're going to be able to get it. More than 8 million of immigrants, we can get a status if they update that law.
More than 8 million?
Yeah.
Wow. And when was the last time that something of this capacity happened at such a high level?
Well, for the last update of this law was in 1986 with the ex-president Ronald Reagan. So I think for that time was about 3 million of people, because we were not that many people, migrants here, but now we are a bigger group. So if they update that date for 2016, so more than 8 million migrants will be, we're going to be able to get an status. Hmm.
Do you identify with that 8 million group?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so this is a bit of a closer to home
issue for you. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So H.R. 1511 calls for expanding green card eligibility to qualifying individuals who have been present in the U.S. for over 7 years, including those who have been here without authorization. How hard is it to obtain legal permanent residency via the current process?
Well, for now, there is nothing that let us to get a status here. So that is why we are asking for the Congress to update this law, because it's already a law. So the only thing they have to do is an update on this. So it's not that they have to do anything else, that they have to put more rules about this, because that's simple, that only update the date.
What has led to the need for a demonstration for this issue, as opposed to either believing in the interests of the government to change it or writing a letter? What has led to needing such a larger demonstration?
Well, I think the most meaning demonstration that we want to do with this rally is that we are here to stay. We are home. We've been here for more than 20, 30 years, and we call here our home. Our family has grown up here, and we've been here paying our taxes. We know the system. We are here with our community. We do a new family here, even if we have our own family in our countries, but we have a new family here too. So we are hoping that this rally touch the hearts of the Congress, of the Senate, of our president, because he has the power to pass this right away. It's only to have a little of empathy for us. We are really having a hard time now with all the migration. You know what happened in Florida? This has been not fair. It's so sad to think that we are in 2023 and we're still having that racism. And I think we don't deserve that. We are here only working, and they need us. We need them. And I think this is about union. This is about empathy. This is about thinking on our future. They let us to stay here. We can contribute more economic here, because we are not free to buy like a house, like a car, because we are always with the risk that they're going to deport us and what we're going to do with all that. So we are always in that risk, and we are just asking them for give us an opportunity. Not only call us essentials, they give us something to stay here, to live free, to live in peace, and go back to see our family in our countries and come back to work here.
If this action doesn't lead to immediate change, what do you fear might happen for you and for others that you know in your community, and how soon do you think that might happen?
Well, as I told you before, there's laws that the governments are passing, like Florida, and that's our biggest fear, that each state start doing the same thing. We are not going to stop here. If they don't listen to us today, they're going to listen to us every day, because we're not stopping here. Wednesday, we're having demonstrations outside of our senator, Hicken Luper, and we have a meeting with senator or his staff, Bennett, and we're going to go to see our Congress, Carabeo, too. We are not going to stop, because it's time they hear us.
So you'll be participating in that demonstration today in Denver, but what other cities are taking part in the Day of Action?
Yeah, this is a nationwide action today. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Washington, D.C. It's happening in Washington, Vancouver. It's happening in Houston, Texas, in Tampa, Florida, all those states.
So has the pending ruling on DACA added urgency to the longtime calls for immigration reform? Or are there plans in place to pivot in the case of an unfavorable ruling?
Well, actually, if this law is updated, not only TPS, but DACA, essential workers, farmer workers, and dreamers, we all fit in this law. So there's no gonna be only a part of a group. We all fit in this. So that's why it's so important that DACA recipients join us, because this is an opportunity for their parents too. They have to start thinking of their parents, because it's not only for them. Because if DACA stop, they're going to have a really bad consequence, because some of the DACAs already have kids here. So if they get deported, what's going to happen?
So just to reiterate there, if DACA ends, but this HR 1511 is updated, the registry date of the Immigration Act of 1929 is updated, that would help those recipients.
Yes. Yeah. DACA, TPS, essential workers, farmer workers. Yeah, we all fit in there.
Okay, those are all of my questions for you. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about today's demonstration?
Well, I just hope they join us to this rally, not only here in Denver. They can look on their own states and join us. This is about unity. This is about empathy. It's one of the big chances that we have.
All right. I've been speaking with Leticia Ramirez, member of United for Immigration Reform. For KGNU and Report for America, I'm Jackie Sedley.